Colonials fan? If you want the best in RMU sports talk radio, tune in every Wednesday from 4 to 6 p.m. for Colonial Talk, featuring RMU Radio's Vince Russo and Colin Sullivan.
If your butt doesn't get pumping after that one, I don't think you have a pulse, so.
Listen as the two banter on all RMU sports, both women's and men's.
Everything is awesome. Everything is cool when you're part of a team.
You won't want to miss the hard-hitting duo that holds no punches when it comes to dishing it out.
Hashtag no mercy.
That makes no sense.
Call into the show by dialing 412-397-6816 to voice your opinions on their hot takes on Colonial sports. But remember to keep it clean.
A little unsanitary, to say the least.
That's 412-397-6816. Colonial Talk airs every Wednesday from 4 to 6 p.m. Find us on the TuneIn app or through iTunes live streaming on RMU Radio. Your campus, your voice. Are you a
turkey for me? Turkey for you. Let's eat the turkey in my big brown shoe. Love to eat the turkey at the table. I once saw a movie with Betty Grable. Eat that turkey all night long. 50 million Elvis fans can't be wrong. Turkey lurkey do and turkey lurkey dap. I eat that turkey, then I take a nap. Thanksgiving is a special night. Jimmy Walker used to say dynamite.
Tuesday night, turkey dinner on radio. Tuesday night, turkey dinner on radio.
Wow, that was better than I thought.
Oh boy! What was that?
Oh my goodness! Can we try that again?
Yeah.
No.
No.
It's one of your mics.
I don't know. Maybe.
All right. Okay.
Okay.
Me?
You? I think it's you. Yeah, that's your mic. All right, Spencer's mic. Can I talk? Yeah, he uses this one. That was weird. Great start to the show, huh?
That was strange. That was very strange.
Well, live on the show.
Well, is this one working?
Yeah, that one's fine.
Can you hear me? Yeah.
You were good.
Okay.
All right.
Very strange.
Oh, well.
That was in the Thanksgiving spirit. That was actually turkey sounds.
Yeah, that's what it was.
That was turkey
sounds. Right, we've got turkeys in the studio. And
that was a turkey distress signal.
That's their SOS call.
If you hear that in the woods, run.
Or not.
No, definitely.
Or run to them. Because they're distressed. That. Yeah. Anyway, Tuesday night spaghetti dinner show on RMU Radio, your campus, your voice. Welcome to the show. It's our Thanksgiving show.
So woo! Thanksgiving!
Yeah.
I'm excited about it.
I can tell. Thanksgiving, it's a good holiday. Yes, nice little starter to the Christmas season.
Mm-hmm.
So I am. I'm your host, Ogie. Across from the table is Mr. Michael Smellman.
Hello, everybody.
And joining us in the studio is Emily Worthing.
Hello.
So, here we go. Thanksgiving show.
Let's get into it.
Let's get into it.
Let's dig into it. Dig in.
Like some turkey dinner.
Right.
All
right.
No.
All right.
Mine was bad. Yours was worse.
That's indication of how the show's going to be.
I was trying to come up with a joke with stuffing, and I just couldn't do it. I don't know. Stuff your ears with entertainment.
All right, I don't like that.
What?
I don't like that.
Stuff their ears with entertainment. Stuffing.
I know.
Stuffing
I just.
For your, I don't know. I'm just right. Trying. I'm digging for something. All right. Thanksgiving.
Here we go. Break's coming. Can't wait.
Thanksgiving break is going to be a nice little precursor to Christmas break.
Yeah. It's a well-needed break. I can't wait to go home. Oh, mm-hmm. My gosh. You have no idea how badly I want to go home.
When are you going home tomorrow?
Well, my dad and I are going to the Bills game in Cincinnati.
Ah.
So he's going to come pick me up from school tomorrow, and then we're going to head to Cincinnati.
Ooh.
Go to the Bills game on Sunday, then we'll head back on Monday. So I'll be home on Monday.
Oh.
But okay. Yeah. Nice. So it'll be fun. I'm excited. Fun. I've never been to a away Bills game.
Mm-hmm. It'll be I think we talked about this last show.
I don't know. But
yeah, we did. Because we were talking about stadium games and stuff. Yeah, and all that fun stuff.
So it'll be a cool experience.
Yeah.
I hope we win.
Except that you have to go to Ohio. Ooh.
Well, that's whatever. Hopefully the Bills will win. Make it worth it. Yeah. What about any plans for Thanksgiving break?
Nothing fun, really.
I've had tons of homework.
Homework, got some work to do. Going to actually work and get some money in my pocket. And then, you know, Thanksgiving Day dinner. So I'm excited about that. Going to have two Thanksgiving dinners, which is always awesome. Have one with my mom, have one with my dad. So that'll be cool.
Nice. Double the Thanksgiving.
Double the Thanksgiving. Wow. Divorce is a great thing, kids. Right. Convince your parents to get divorced.
No, don't do that. Let's not do
Let
that.
Let them figure it out themselves. They'll do it.
Cool. Emily, any big plans for break?
I'm going to work, and I'm gonna do homework. And yeah.
We're an exciting bunch.
Yeah. Wow.
Gotta love college.
I mean, what do you do for Thanksgiving? I mean, what do you do around Sleep. Thanksgiving break?
I think most kids. I want to nap a lot.
I mean, what is it? Like, there's nothing special going on, I don't think, maybe.
Wednesday before Thanksgiving is, like, one of the biggest party nights in the country.
Really?
Yeah, because all the college kids are home from school, and it's, like, known as one of the biggest nights.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
For me, I want to be in top condition for the next day. I want to be ready to go to eat this food.
Well, yeah, but think, after a long night of partying, what would be better than a huge Thanksgiving meal?
That's true.
That is. I don't know. I think that just makes me sick.
Yeah. Well, then.
No, it's just me.
Yeah, stay home. Be a loser.
I'm going to stay home. I'm going to be a loser.
All right, good. Well. So. Do you watch the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade?
Absolutely not.
No, why not?
Dude, I think get up early and watch a bunch of balloons
float
down the street? No.
I love the parade.
Oh, man.
I think it's beautiful.
I'm not into it. I'm not into any parade.
Ugh, you're no fun. And you don't like Christmas music?
I don't like
you're
Christmas
the worst.
Music.
Music was on the radio today, and I got so hyped.
I've been good. I haven't listened to any Christmas music yet. Usually,
I will allow it. After Thanksgiving.
All right, well,
it is not Christmas yet. Thanksgiving is yet to happen. Let's hear some Thanksgiving music.
No such thing. Besides for Adam Sandler.
There we go.
So you gotta listen to that song on repeat?
Yep. It's the only one. You know what? Here, let's find some Thanksgiving songs.
But I heard this argument for, like, Christmas before Thanksgiving, and someone's like, you know, there's no Thanksgiving season, so you can't prepare for Thanksgiving.
I think it just goes along with fall. Really.
But right, but Christmas—that's something you got to prepare for. You got, you know, you got presents to buy. You got
decorations
to put up. You know, you got a longer time. You need to get
like a whole month after Thanksgiving to get it done.
Yeah, but it's not enough.
Yeah, that's not.
Christmas is like a jolly.
It's an experience. Like you got to put a lot of effort into it.
Oh, boy. Maybe.
I think the Christmas experience is like better than the actual like Christmas day. It's like the music and like people getting like all like happy around the holidays.
Yeah.
Alright, here I got a list of what is it, 10 Thanksgiving songs that actually exist.
Okay.
Alright.
Are you gonna play them?
I'm gonna try. Let's see if this
Let me turn that computer up. There you go.
Okay, so this one is called Food, Glorious Food, and it's from the
Oliver, isn't it?
Oliver.
Yeah. That's not a Thanksgiving song.
They're going to talk about food, so, yeah.
That, ugh, what? This isn't
a
Thanksgiving.
Very dark.
Michael, are you going to jam to this in the car?
Maybe.
This is not a Thanksgiving song.
This is actually sad.
That's not a Thanksgiving song. That's like saying that song is a Thanksgiving song is like saying Achy Breaky Heart is a Valentine's Day song because he says heart in it. That's like
it
you can't.
Can't
has nothing
are
to do with
play
Thanksgiving.
It around Valentine's Day.
No, it's a breakup song.
So maybe
they will. What about, how do you feel? All right, number two is Count Your Blessings, Bing Crosby.
Bing Crosby sings Christmas music. There's a Christmas tree in the background of this video. I would just like to point out.
When my bankroll is getting small.
Isn't this from the movie White Christmas?
Maybe it is, but do they have Thanksgiving in that movie?
No, it's White Christmas.
All right, how about this? How about this? Funny Thanksgiving song.
Okay.
This is just bad.
Oh. I didn't make this list, all right? This is just on...
It's nearly here, love the mood, love the food at this time of year. Need a plan for the clan when they gather near. So we'll die on Thanksgiving Day.
Time to chop, time to chop, time to thump a bird.
Put some base salt to taste, check the temperature.
Make the sides, make the pies, keep the gravy stirred.
So we'll die on Thanksgiving Day. So he's done, got to run to the mess and greet the guests when they come to the door.
Not feeling it? Alright.
I like it. That's catchy. I don't know what they were saying, but it's catchy.
Alright, there's a Johnny Cash song called Thanksgiving Prayer.
Alright, go ahead, play.
We'll count that. Well, there's a music video. Let's skip into it. Let's get into it.
Dr. Mike's asleep.
Start singing, Johnny.
Offer a prayer of thanksgiving for blessings we've known through the year. To join hands and thank the Creator.
Is Johnny Cash still alive?
Now I don't Thanksgiving think so. Is due. And this year when I count my blessings.
All right, we'll count it. There you go. One Thanksgiving song.
All right, everyone, so you have to jam.
She listened to Johnny Cash and Adam Sandler.
Yep.
I don't know. I just...
I don't... All right, they're counting My Favorite Things by Julie Andrews. I don't understand.
No, they played that during Christmas.
And then, of course, Adam Sandler's Thanksgiving.
Johnny Cash died on September 12th, 2003.
Rest in peace.
Well, all right.
So,
our options are limited. Our options are limited for Thanksgiving.
So, in conclusion, just listen to Christmas
no,
music.
No, don't do that. Don't do that.
I mean, the stores are already playing it.
That's true.
And they're wrong.
What?
Bad. Stuff. Terrible.
Better. Thanksgiving. We don't even like Thanksgiving. Why are you all...
I like Thanksgiving.
Okay.
I like food. Of course I like
food,
Thanksgiving.
Glorious food.
Yeah. All right.
You want some quick facts about Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
Yeah. Ben Franklin wanted the turkey to be the national bird, not the eagle.
So we would be eating
not
like,
as
eagle
patriotic.
On Thanksgiving?
No, I know.
Wait, what?
Would we be eating eagle on Thanksgiving instead of
turkey?
Are
you flopping it? No.
Because cool, like technically you can't eat, you can't hunt, and you're national animal. That's right. Why like.
So we probably just eat chicken.
Yeah,
we'd probably
chicken or
just
ham
chicken.
Or something.
I don't think anyone would think to eat an eagle.
No. They'll be too hard. There's
the eagle eats you.
In Soviet Russia.
They are large
eagle.
Birds of prey.
Americans eat 46 million turkeys each Thanksgiving.
Man.
That's a lot of turkeys. Neil Armstrong.
Are there any left after what? That, you know?
Apparently, because we what? Keep having Thanksgiving.
There's like three left over.
Where was I? Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin's first meal in space after walking on the moon was foil packets with roasted turkey.
Wow.
There you go. Thanksgiving.
They knew what they were doing.
Thanksgiving meal
turkey's
on the moon.
Turkey's real good.
Oh, yeah, I could eat turkey.
It's hard to mess up, but when it's done right, it is very good.
See, I think it's easy to mess up. You can make it real dry.
That's what I meant. It's easy to mess up.
It's hard to do right, but when it is right, it's good.
Yeah.
I feel you. Let's see. How heavy do you think the heaviest turkey on record is?
Like live turkey, like or like just
doesn't say.
Ready
just
to go.
Says
ready
the heaviest turkey on record, according to Guinness, was
14 pounds.
No,
like 26.
No, you're all way off.
9.
Like too low.
No. Yes.
Oh,
36 pounds.
Not even close.